Coming up on TMS, the goose is stepping up his game.
She's a real mermaid.
Let us get serious for a moment.
There's a big market for all that soda.
Taco Bell went too hot.
Tom's Tech Time.
Recommendals and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Soothe any memory hogging beast, because it frees 45K of memory at least. And that's why everyone who's in knows it's also the best DOS to run with Windows.
Can we use Anthems?
The Morning Stream.
This is The Morning Stream. I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Morning Stream. It is Wednesday, the 5th of April, 2017. I'm Scott Johnson, and Brian Ibbett joins me as always.
Hello, Scott Johnson.
We're joined at the hip, as they say.
We are.
When I was younger, I thought joining somebody saying we're joined at the hip was dirty. That's what I thought that was. I really did.
It's really funny because it's a 90 degree difference, right? Mm-hmm. Joined at the hip, side to side, mm-hmm. All fine.
Yeah.
Facing each other, kind of dirty,
a little kinky. Yeah, that's what I always thought. So when someone say, "Oh, they are so joined at the hip," I'm like, "That's kind of rude to say out loud."
I love that. That's fantastic.
That went on for years. I was probably, I don't know, it was probably 18 or 20, maybe 18 to 20 somewhere where I figured it out and found out that the saying didn't mean what I thought it meant. So
joined at the butt.
Yeah. Oh, that one's a rough one. You don't want to join at the butt.
Hey, let's, before we even get into the top of the show stuff.
Yeah.
Update time.
Uh-oh. Barry Manilow gay. No? Not that.
Well, Barry Manilow is gay.
Okay.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, everybody. Barry Manilow is gay officially, but we kind of all knew it.
I think people would have been more surprised if he came out as straight.
But, yeah. I think he's not only gay, but he also announced that the 84 pounds of plastic surgery he wears is also gay. So there's that. Anyway, go ahead. What?
Voodoo Donuts has announced that they are suspending their eating challenge at 7 locations across the nation. Did you know? So we knew that they were in Oregon,
Portland,
and they expanded into Colorado. They've also added a place in Texas and a Voodoo Donuts in Taipei City, Taiwan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, Why not Salt Lake City? What's going on?
I don't know.
Oh, wait, there is one. Voodoo Donuts.
Voodoo Donuts in Salt Lake City?
Hold on. Oh, no. That's Banbury Donuts. Banbury Cross Donuts, I was thinking of. That's never mind. Voodoo Donuts, currently not in Salt Lake City. But maybe that'll change, or maybe, just maybe, they won't, because now they're in trouble for killing people with their challenge.
Who knows? Yeah.
That's bad. All right. Well, a little update there. So,
where they are. They're in Austin. Of course they're in Austin,
yeah,
right?
I guess
if you're going to be... If you're going to have a hipster donut place.
Yeah. You got to go to the weird Texas oasis that is Austin, Texas and do it there.
That's right. Where's Cartlandia?
Cartlandia?
Oh, that's in Portland. Oh, it's in, okay.
Oh.
It's a donut cart in Portland, so they call it Cartlandia.
Okay, that makes me want to die. Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah. That's dumb. Yeah. That's a dumb idea. You're playing off of a thing that already played off of you. Don't do that. That's not
right, exactly. Yeah, the snake. In this case, the snake doesn't need to eat its tail.
No, the snake is eating its poo. That's what it's doing. Oh, I got a bad snake story to tell you. Do you want to hear a bad snake story? I forgot about this.
Yeah.
So over the weekend, I feed the snake once a week. We feed him a mouse. It's frozen. We dangle it out there. He thinks it's alive. He shoots at it and wraps around it and then pretends like he's suffocating it and then he eats it kind of, what's his name style? Can't think of the guy's name in Anaconda. The way he eats John Voight. So he eats him John Voight style. Anyway, so normally it's no problem.
Little mouse wink right before he goes in.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, he has to spit him out, then wink, and then
fall over. Oh, then he winks. That's right, yes.
Which is ironic because that's kind of what happens. So what I'm supposed to do as a feeder of snake, whose name is Norman, and he's great. We love our snake. Big ball pythons, probably, mm-hmm. I don't know, he's probably my arm span now, lengthwise, and he's about as thick as a. I don't know what to compare him to. He's a good, healthy snake. Let's say it that way.
Cool.
And I'm supposed to make sure he's not shedding when I feed him or about to shed because he won't eat if I do that. And the way you tell is often the first sign of him getting ready for a shed is his eyeballs will glaze over a little bit. They'll get a little foggy,
glassy,
almost
right?
Yeah, almost like cataracts almost. And that's the sign, because that's the membrane is part of his overall skin on his eyes is starting to go, and then that's your sign. Well, normally I check. I'll get in there and go, all right, how are we doing, Norman? Especially if it's been a while. And if I see that he's that way, I won't feed him. Because it's just a waste of a mouse. He won't eat it. He doesn't have an appetite when he's shedding. And as soon as he's done shedding, he wants to eat the world. But up till then...
And those things go bad if you let him sit around, those frozen mice.
Yes. So that brings me to this tale. Okay. I go in there, and I didn't look, and I dangled the mouse out in front of him, and he didn't eat it right away. And I thought, well, I'll just leave it on him. Because sometimes under his little cave he stays in, if I just leave the mouse on his little coiled up body, he'll end up eating it anyway. And I had to go somewhere. It's probably for the show. It's probably late for recording or something. Right. I don't remember. It was maybe on the weekend, and I don't remember. Maybe it was the insects. But anyway.
You just put the frozen mouse on his coiled up body.
Yeah. And by the way, we warm the mouse up first. So you take him and you put him in hot water. We actually use the Keurig to boil it in there to warm it up now. It used to just be sink water, but the Keurig makes it much faster. So you have a warm body dead
Note
mouse.
To self, don't. do you have a little pod you put the mouse in the Keurig?
I have a little bowl that's like dedicated to use for Norman's food, so we don't use it for anything else. Not like somebody's eating cereal out of the next day or something. So it's all nice and warm, because he won't eat it if it's frozen. He doesn't know what it is, but if it's warm, it's like a warm-bodied creature he can instinctually eat. So you lay it on top of him, and usually he'll squirm a little and then he'll eat it. Well, then I just kind of forgot about it and never went back to check. So even when I do that, I normally go back later and go, just make sure he ate it. Oh, okay, did. We're good. Those are the two eating situations. He either eats it right away, or I lay it on him and he eats it later.
Sure.
So makes sense. I don't do it. Like 4 days later, haven't had much time with the snake, and Kim's like, and Nick, the snake is in Nick's room. Kim's like, something terrible is in Nick's room.
Oh, no.
And I said, what do you mean? She goes, I don't know, but it smells horrible. You need to go find out what it is. And I'm thinking, oh, great. Is it like, did Nick poop his bed? You know, it's a little extreme.
That's not the first place you go.
I know, that's a little extreme. But I thought, well, he's left some food in there, whatever, like a Big Mac fell down the back of the bedboard or something. I didn't know.
Sure, yeah.
So I go in there, and it really reeks. I'm like, what is going on in this room? And I'm looking around, and I think, oh, no, I forgot to verify the snake ate the thing. So I get closer to the snake's cage, and it's starting to get real wafty, man, real bad. And I lift up the cave that he is in, and he's in it, and he's coiled up like normal sleeping, and there's no mouse on top of him or anywhere that I can see. And I'm thinking, well, what's the deal then? Did he just take a nasty poo somewhere? Is there something else wrong?
Right.
So I pick him up, and underneath him is the now nearly blackened, flattened, dead, corrosive, disgusting mouse. He's just laying on that thing, and I pick it up, and it's like kind of stuck to the turf.
It's like stiff. Oh, sure. Yeah.
And I pull it up, and the gut's sort of hanging off to the side and still kind of warm and saucy in there. So I had to go flush that thing. But anyway, yeah.
He's now turned the snake into a vegetarian. He's like, yeah, I think I might be done with the mice. Yeah. How about a carrot?
I feel bad for him because he had laid on that thing, but maybe they don't care. I don't know if they care or not, but all I know is he's shedding now and everything's fine. He'll eat after. It's fine.
I was going to say, how would you like it if there was like a dead creature left in your house? But I guess there was.
Yeah, there totally was, if you think about it. We've gone three levels deep on this here meta.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's that. Then I got another animal problem. Another blow struck by Mendoza and his crew.
Okay.
And I think. I haven't got definitive proof yet, but I'm working on it. Some ducks, again, all the way, remember they were in my yard the other day?
Right, they were pooping up your lawn, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, now, a group of them, or a gang of them, or maybe just one of them, I think it was multiples because there's so much of it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Kim's car, she's got a late model freaking Honda, whatever it is, Accord. Okay.
Okay. All right.
And she doesn't like me driving it because she thinks I'm a bad driver. And I always tell her I'm a good driver and I got to watch Wapner every time.
Sure. Sure.
So, but she doesn't believe me. She thinks I'm erratic and that I tailgate too much and whatever. It's just a wife husband
thing.
All
the people that I Periscope while I'm driving say that I'm a really good driver. So I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, look at all these hearts, honey. So she likes to drive. And on the passenger side where I'm always sitting, the entire front windshield, all down my side window, and most of the back of the car, but only, again, on the passenger side quadrant, is covered in duck poo.
Wow.
Covered in it.
No, like, ducks aren't usually like, hey, let's go sit on this car kind of thing. Are you sure it's duck?
I'm pretty sure, because the duck poo, they're like little, I mean, look, I'm just getting clinical here, people listening. It's like little green, like loggy, splotchy things.
Yeah, little green cylinders of...
Yeah, of death, right? That's what's on the car. It's not like some bird or whatever. And Kim's cleaned it since, and it's fine. But I am so convinced that we've got a renewed springtime and weather's warming up effort by the cartel over there, and that the Mendoza the goose is sending his duck cronies to my house to mess with me. So that's two things now.
I feel like ducks, though. Okay, I mean, I'm certainly not saying that I'm not questioning the fact that this is duck poo, because you've had a yard full of duck poo and you can identify it, but boy, it's got to be a vendetta against you, because ducks are like if there's any flying creature that would look over to his friend and say, can we just walk? You know, I know we can fly there, but do you mind if we just walk?
No, that's so true. That's why I think it is a vendetta, because otherwise this isn't duck behavior. Ducks wouldn't even bother getting up high enough to be on a car. They would just walk around. So I don't know how they got in the yard, and I don't know how they got on top of the car. And the only explanation I have is Godfather freaking Mendoza over there going, yeah, you need to go over to his house and give him a message he has to receive. And
take this address.
I'm telling you, I got the like Goodfellas edition of freaking Duck Time on my car.
If it's a Dodge, don't touch it. If it's a little Ford Fiesta, go to town, boys.
Yeah, just shit all over that thing. And don't come back until you show me proof.
That's right.
He's just such a bastard. Anyway, I'm going to go. I'm walking the dog on the lake today. I'm going to see if I can find him and scare him up a little bit, get a video or something. So I'll
let people you guys are know. Demanding a duck. Or, I'm sorry, a Mendoza emote in the Twitch.
Oh, I thought I had one in there. Did I not? I have one to put in there. I thought I did it.
Great. Well, now you can.
All right. I'll make that. That's actually I'll write this down, because if I don't, I won't remember. Mendoza coming soon to a Twitch emote near you. All right. Tonight I'm seeing Power Rangers, and I'm seeing it for free.
Now, wow. Why are you seeing it for free?
Well, the local theater that does the old Nerdtaculars we used to do there.
Yeah.
They keep inviting me every 6 months to these kind of open house things where they have free food and a movie to watch for free. And tonight is one of those nights, and we had three choices. It was this, and I don't remember the other two movies, but they didn't sound interesting to me. I don't remember what they were. Oh, one was Beauty and the Beast, but Kim and the kids have already seen it. And then there was one other one. Shit, I don't remember. But we all settled on this for two reasons. One, I want to support our movie draft and say I went to see a movie that you and I own.
Right.
And two, I actually hear it's all right. So
you'll have to let me know.
Yeah, I'll check it out tonight. So I'm going to see Power Rangers tonight for free after I eat whatever free food they're bringing. They cater this thing. It's kind of awesome what they do there. It's pretty good. Cool. You remember in 2010, like the upstairs?
Where we had like it was like a little conference room.
Yeah, we had the gifts giveaway and all that stuff up there. That's the space that we eat in, and then we get a free viewing. So
very cool. Yeah, that was post FilmSack, pre TMS.
Yeah. 2010. Yeah. It would have been about a year before, about 6 months before TMS became a thing. That's true.
Right.
That was a good time. That was the year I met Bill Duran. First time. He was just doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was just doing photos that year.
Yeah. He had the photo booth set up. Was that in that room?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Off in that corner over there. He did it again in 2011. But I don't think it was like till 2012 or so that he found his calling and went, I'm going to make shit for a living.
No kidding. Yeah, just amazing. Can we, you know, seeing that evolution? Because I remember I still have a Bill Duran photograph over on the wall that he took.
And I know in 2011 or 12, Nerdtacular, he did make those glaives, and Veronica held them. Remember that? The glaives of Azanoth or whatever?
Yep.
Looking like a badass. Don't mess with her in those things. She'll slice you up. She'd cut a bitch.
Yes. Back really quickly to the movie draft.
Yeah.
We're sitting pretty for a while. We're still a number one.
Yeah.
Thanks to Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Ghost in the Shell barely edged past Chips as with 20 million for its opening weekend.
Yeah, and Chips is way down there. 53 million. Yeah, Chips has fallen off completely. So, right. So they're
Boss Baby's about 10 million behind us with Big and Tall, but Big and Tall doesn't have another movie until Rough Night in the middle of June.
Yeah.
And we'll have three more movies before then. So
I'm enjoying the ride because I don't know that it'll last forever.
It won't. It'll end. The Fate of the Furious will kill our reign as number one.
Probably. That's, who owns that again? Yeah. That Tom?
14th. So a week from Friday.
Who owns it? Who's the?
DTNS. They have Smurfs, The Lost Village, and The Fate of the Furious. Freaking. So we'll be okay this weekend.
Yeah. The big prediction.
I don't see the Smurfs movie surpassing Power Rangers.
The Reddit people are predicting Tom's going to win the whole thing and that we're taking last. And I take umbrage with that. I don't think we're going to take last.
No, we're definitely not going to take last. I say third.
Third is, you know, and I'll be happy with that. I'll be okay with that. Because we're not here to destroy everyone the way those guys are. We're here to help, as Jaina Proudmoore would say. And I have a new niece, everybody. I'm so excited. She's the cutest little lady girl. Her name's Olive, and she's adorable. She was just born. It's Kim's brother, Richard's little girl. He also has a son, but this is their brand new little baby, and here's proof, because I held it yesterday. I held her. I held the baby.
See, I have proof.
I held the baby yesterday, and it sounded like this. Oh, listen to that.
Those are totally baby noises.
Little tiny baby. She's so cute. It made my loins ache to make another baby. Just a little bit. But I can't because we're done with that. We don't make
you
babies.
You hear that
now.
With
ladies, sure.
With ladies, yeah.
But I have to admit, I kind of missed the little infancy stage. That was real fun. I loved being a dad then. It was really awesome. And I loved holding them and they'd fall asleep on me, except for that one time when Carter was a year and a half, or not even quite that. She's probably 8 months, 9 months old. And she fell asleep on my chest one day while I was laying on the couch. And I didn't know it, but she didn't have a diaper on. Kim was out of diapers and was off to the store to get diapers. And so I had Carter just laying on my chest, and it was really sweet. And she's just kind of laying there breathing. And then all of a sudden, she pees all over me, just a giant warm puddle of pee. But I even miss that. Those were great times. And so whenever I get a little baby, it's like, oh. I mean, maybe I'll be okay with the whole, whenever the grandfather stage starts, I think I'm into it, man.
Oh, yeah, you'll totally be ready for it.
I'm going to spoil the shit out of those kids.
You are. You're going to be like can I just go over to grandma and grandpa's house?
I hate you, mom. I'm moving out to grandpa's.
You're going
to
be you're going to be the refuge. You're going to be sanctuary.
Totally. Kim's going to make food for him all the time. There's video games and fun stuff to do here. Like, we are going to be the party central, and they're never going to want to leave. But the great thing is that when they are sick or tired or grumpy or crying, they do get to leave because the parents have to take them home.
Just push them away. Bye-bye.
I'm so excited. Anyway, there's that. Oh, cute little thing. She didn't like being held. That was the other thing.
Apparently not. No, that's
the thing babies don't like about
me.
A
little baby F-bomb right there.
F off. Uncle Scott, F off. All right, we're going to, what are we doing now? Oh, I know, Daryl time. How about that?
Daryl time.
I meant to send this earlier. I'm really bad at this. Let me get him all up in this.
Let me grab the prize for this, too, while you're doing that.
Oh, yeah. What's our prize? Oh, yeah, you have something good, right? What do you have? Good. Good is good. Great is great. We'll take whatever you got and then make it great again. We'll make it great again. That's very odd. Hold on a second here, everybody. Just hold on to your butts. There we go. No wonder video was a little choppy. I apologize. That wasn't supposed to go that way. Here's this little song while Brian does that. Daryl Skeel's on the phone. Hello, Daryl.
Hello.
Hi. Where are you? At work today? Oh, I think you said yes, but all I heard was the S part. You got some screwy internet.
Yes, I am back.
Are you surrounded by people right now? I can kind of tell.
Well, not at this very moment.
Oh, okay, good. That's fantastic to hear. So what's going on? Is everything good for you? You're having a good day and all that stuff? Everything's fine?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Doing work.
All right. Hey, Star Trek on its way. Do we still get it this year? Or is it next year now? What's the deal with Star Trek?
This year, yeah.
Okay. Do we know the fall, I guess, or what?
Sinequa, Sasha from Walking Dead, her character name just changed.
Oh.
Is this a true thing, Daryl? Because it looked like it was, I had to make sure it wasn't an April Fool's thing, but her character name changed to Michael?
Wait, it changed on the show? So it went from Sasha to Michael, or are you talking about Star Trek?
No. On Walking Dead, she's Sasha. In the Star Trek thing, her character name was, I'm pulling this up, because it did not make any sense to me.
Francine, Larry, what was her name before? Why Michael? Is that her last name?
Or can it's first name.
Can girls be called first Michael? Yeah. I've never heard that before.
Michael Burnham. Hi, Burnham.
Hey, Burnham.
First Officer Michael Burnham.
Wow. That's not a girl name.
I hope that's the first thing they say when she walks on the bridge.
Oh, I hope so.
So, wait. Bird.
Let's see. But her name was Lieutenant Commander Rainsford.
Rainsford?
Hey, Burnham. Hi, Burnham.
When she walks on the bridge, is that what we're going to hear? Is hey, Burnham?
Oh, if only, right?
All right. Michael's a weird name for a girl. Just saying.
It is.
Yeah. It's like being Larry or Bob.
Maybe they'll end up calling her Mike or something.
Mike, yeah. Whatever that thing you said is. I'd say that would be true.
There's a member of the Bengals named Michael Steele that's a woman.
Really?
And it's spelled Michael. Yeah.
I understand guitarist. Things like Carrie or even Billy. You see a lot of Billies with the IE, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
I mean, I named my daughter Carter, which is sort of a dude name.
Sure.
So I get it. Rainer, my female dog is named Rainer. Mm-hmm. So I get it. But Michael, it's weird. Anyway.
Well, maybe in 200 years, that'll be the thing.
Maybe. Let's look forward to that, shall we? We'll all be dead. you know what? Here's what's funny. Even if you were just born today, you're still going to be dead in 200 years. You know what I mean? So, like, it can't feel too bad to say, oh, in 200 years, we won't exist. Well, because no one it is 200 years later. Humans don't live that long. Or do you guys think, hey, let's have a little forecast here. Do you guys think we're ever going to live longer than, do you think humans could ever reach 200 years old? Do you think it's possible?
I think so. I think, you know, because it's like it's our environment that makes our, that makes us age, right? So if you control the environment.
Is it? Is that what does it?
I think it's our genetics. If you reprogram us to live longer, I think it's possible.
Right. But I mean, okay, interesting. So if we were like, what would be the environment that would help us live longer?
If it's no pollutants, no.
Oh.
Yeah, probably, you know, ultraviolet rays would have to be minimized.
Sure, but there was a hyperbaric
chamber, basically.
But there was a time when, I mean, human lifespan back when there was no pollution and no, you know, ozone crap and all that.
Well, yeah, but there were other.
They were dying, right?
There were other things, right? I mean,
yeah. You know. I think we just flake away like nasty.
With bears. I saw the Revenant. The bears were killing us.
Yeah, I think he was just hugging him. He was just loving him. Daryl's here for Stump Daryl. It's time for us to do a little trivia. And if Daryl gets an answer wrong, well, we'll explain the rules in a second. But we're going to take a big winner here at 801-895-4724. Hopefully you're a winner. If you would like to participate in today's trivia, you can call now. You'll get prizes, potentially, and the adulation.
If you're from Canada, you'll get digital prizes.
Oh, Lord. That's amazing.
Because I'm not shipping these over, you know, international. This is a big prize.
They'll get stopped at the border. Hi, who's this?
Hey, you're not going to have to ship it internationally. It's I Am Sci-Fi.
It's I Am Sci-Fi.
I Am Sci-Fi. Perfect.
Awesome. These will go to New York, right?
New York.
That's right. New York City represent. It's always good to hear from you. And
get a rope.
Get a rope. Yes. Because of pace.
New York City.
Get a rope. Remember that? And then they changed it to New Jersey. No, it was New Jersey and they changed it to New York.
New Jersey before and then, yeah.
Yeah, New Jersey got offended because New Jersey people don't have humor.
Yeah, they don't think things. They don't think things are funny. I don't know what's up with those guys. All right.
Oh, also, yeah. Sorry, to butt in real quick on the whole Michael thing. Maybe they're pronouncing it like the French way, and it'll be like Michelle.
Oh, could be.
Oh, could be. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe she's kind of Frenchy or whatever. I really like her as an actress. I think she's going to be fantastic. I just don't know why they're messing with her name. Also, why would it matter to change it? Why couldn't they have just stuck with whatever they had? That's weird to me.
I don't know.
Like, what in the story went... Like, at some point, the series people went, oh, no, shit, what? We got to change it to Michael. Why? I don't know. It's just a feeling.
We need a transgender character. We'll just say that she changed genders but didn't change her name.
No, let's say she's a Trill. She's like Dax. Maybe that's it. Maybe she's like a Dax-like character.
Maybe they found a real-life person who had the same name who objected.
Yeah. I don't know. Star Trek.
The other name was never official. This one's official.
What was
the other one was just a rumor.
What was the unofficial one again? First name?
Rainsford.
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh. What'd you say, Brian? Rainsford?
Rainsford, yeah.
Rainsford?
Rainsford. I think it was a last name. I don't think it was...
That sounds like a dairy farm up the road. Let's go over to Rainsford's house.
Rainsford Farms. We believe in the old-fashioned way of milking cows.
Rainsford remembers. All right, let's get to it. Brian, will you explain the rules to I Am Sci-Fi?
I will. So, Ian, we are going to be asking Daryl a trivia question here in just a moment. The answer to this trivia question is going to be a number. He's not going to get it right. He'll probably be close, but we're going to then turn to you and ask you to tell us if the correct answer is higher or lower than Daryl's guess. If you are correct today, you win a Cyborg bar package. Yes, if you have a bar in your house, this is the thing you need, apparently. It is a Cyborg cocktail shaker and Cyborg bar mat, courtesy of DC.
Wow, that's
pretty nice little package here.
District of Columbia, or somebody named DC? Who sent us that?
DC Comics.
Oh, DC Comics. Oh,
yes. All right. Cyborg.
It's not a very marvelous package.
Well done. DC, that's New York's got all the humor. New Jersey, f you guys. All right, here you go, Daryl. Your topic, Brian, is what? What's this topic?
Your topic is Michelle Jackson.
he means Michael. Let's do it. Here we go. Michael Jackson trivia. Speaking of which, he probably did this because... Is this even about that? No. Because all this Pepsi talk brought up a lot of other controversial Pepsi moments.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one was Michael Jackson setting his hair on fire in the Pepsi commercial, which many say is what ultimately led to his death, because all the pain and suffering from that is what...
Sure.
Anyway, whatever.
Why he took the pain pills, yeah.
Yeah, and then the other one was... What was the other one? Oh, Madonna's burning a cross deal. Remember that?
Right. It was the right around the Like a Prayer...
Like a Prayer video, and they used part of it for a Pepsi commercial.
Right.
Yeah, so Pepsi, no stranger to controversy. But you know what I say? Their actual slogan should be... Is Pepsi okay? Should be their slogan.
Is Pepsi okay?
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a Coke guy all the way.
We're okay.
Yeah, we're okay. I like Pepsi 1840. What's it called? The
1892.
The 1898 or whatever it is. The sugar only old school thing. That's great.
1893. I have one right here in my fridge.
Those are great. Awesome. My current favorite cola is that right now. I really like it. Yeah. And they don't bug me. It doesn't make me go into sugar nightmares. Here's your question, Daryl. Ghosts by Michael Jackson is one of the longest music videos ever made. Have you seen it, by the way? Ghosts? Daryl, have you seen it before?
If I had, it's been forever.
Did he go,
"Ee-hoo!" I haven't seen it.
He says, "Ee-hoo!" He grabs his crotch a lot.
I'm sure he does.
The question for you then is, how long is this music video? And I'll give you a range. It is somewhere between 5 minutes and 120 minutes.
Mm.
Or I guess that's... Yeah, no, 120 minutes. Isn't that an MTV thing? 120
it is,
minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Kurt Loder for a while, and Matt...
It's like new wave kind of stuff, or...
It was more, it was heavier post-punk alternative kind of stuff.
Yeah. I used to... when they had music on that show, remember? They're on that station.
Yeah, back then. Way back then.
Back in the old days.
Work!
All right, Daryl, what do you say?
When was this? When did this come out?
I don't know. While he was alive, let's say that.
Matt Pinfield, that's the guy's name. I was trying to remember.
Who?
Matt Pinfield. He was the bald guy.
Oh.
Didn't much have a face.
He's the one
who
lost to Jesse, right?
Yeah, for video.
Yeah.
That's the guy. Yeah, totally. I forgot about him. My favorites were the Kennedy chick. She was great. And I liked, I liked Kennedy, and I liked that other girl who... Did
Martha Quinn?
Yes, I had the biggest crush on Martha Quinn.
Who didn't? She was like she was like an accessible version of Jane Wheedlin.
Yes, and she makes I don't want to give anything away, but she makes a prominent role in the Joe Hill book, The Firefighter.
Hmm.
It's fan. She's fan. I mean, she's not really in it, but anyway, it's a long story. But I just love her. Love her. She was the quintessential. She wasn't like some total hot girl, whatever, right? She was just like this normal next door neighbor.
Next door quality to her, for sure.
I wanted to date Martha Quinn. Anyway, Daryl, go ahead there.
Okay. Aren't these just as long as the songs are, or are they
Well, depends.
Well, like, it's kind of a, you know, it's kind of another example. Look at the Thriller video, which had all the stuff around the actual song, right? They had the girl, you know, Michael and his girlfriend went to the drive-in and
he's eating popcorn. Yeah. He had popcorn, and then later he was, they're out in the woods and she's like, wants to go home. And he's like, why? And he turns around.
That's actually how it begins. It's like, she's being chased by a werewolf, or he's turning into a werewolf, chases her. And then we pull back and realize they're watching a movie at a drive-in, and then the song starts. So there's some extra little fluff at the beginning.
Yeah. I'm looking at it now. It's, you know what? I may have never seen this.
The ghosts?
Yeah, the ghost video. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it now, and I don't think I've ever seen this.
I don't think I have either.
I definitely haven't.
And this must be late Jackson then, because, in fact, it was probably right around the end when he was doing stuff again with his sister. That's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. Also, why does this guy have makeup on? Anyway, whatever. Daryl, what do you say? What do you think?
Okay. I'm going to say that this was not made as a big, huge, long thing to take up half of an entire TV show.
Some really weird shit just happened in the fireplace. Sorry, this is the weirdest video I've ever seen. I can't look at it anymore. It's really weird. All right, sorry. Some CGI. Let's just say that some very early CGI may be employed here. Wow. Right.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, there's the fireplace you're talking about.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, okay. It's very weird.
Let's wait until it's over, and then I'll make my decision.
No. Well, I'll tell you this. The version I'm seeing on YouTube is an abridged version, and that's what they did with Thriller as well. So Thriller had their big long one, and then they had a little shorty one that they could play. So
I'm going to say... Oh, what am I going to say? I don't even have a clue. I'll say... about 11 minutes and... 23 seconds.
11 minutes, 23 seconds. Brian, is that correct?
11 minutes, 23 seconds is incorrect. I am sci-fi. Is the correct answer higher or lower than 11 minutes, 21 seconds?
Huh. Okay. So even thinking in my head, if they're counting things like trapped in a closet and stuff like that, then it's got to be higher than that.
Wow. So I forgot about trapped in a closet. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, what is trapped in a closet?
That's the R. Kelly...
Oh,
Kelly thing from a few years back.
Yeah. Not the one where, isn't there a song where he pees on people, or was that just what he did?
Yeah, that's just a video.
That's the thing he did.
That's the thing he did.
This thing he was into. Okay, I couldn't remember if it was actually
that's
controversy.
Just the sex tape, not the music video.
Is he the one that goes,
I believe I can fly?
Oh, that's the I believe I can fly guy. All right. I'm trying to get it all. I got all my Bell and Bivs and DeVos all mixed up. All right. So let's saunter over here and see if that is correct, that it is higher than what Daryl says. Is it?
Congratulations.
Yes, it is.
You're a winner.
Significantly higher. 39 minutes and 31 seconds. Yeah.
So it was its own TV show.
Yeah, it's basically 40 minutes long.
Yeah, really. I mean, you throw commercials in there and you can show this as an hour long broadcast.
The
episode of The Walking Dead.
Yep.
That's right. There is the full version on YouTube. I'm looking at it right now. 39 minutes, 41 seconds, full complete version HD.
I'm not going to watch it. I don't think I need to.
How long is Trapped in a Closet then, if this is longer than that?
Yeah,
well, Trapped in
a
Closet is like a series.
I'm not trapped in a closet. Is that the one from... Oh, you know what I know that from? It's from South Park is what I'm thinking of, because they did a rip. Yeah. They did a riff on that.
It was 33 chapters.
Weird Al did a really good parody of it.
Yeah.
It was 33 chapters.
Oh, yeah. It's all in chapters on his Vivo account.
Right. So the first 12 chapters are a total of 43 minutes. Chapters 13 through 22 are 48 minutes. So it's, if you count it as one long video, then it's longer, but it's...
Let's see. Here he is. Gotcha. He's got a gun.
Because I know IFC aired like the first 12 as one full thing once.
That's terrible, dude.
You saw the whole thing?
The first 12 parts were on IFC as one full like episode.
Wow.
At one point.
Well done, IFC. Dipping low there. Well, great. May we all urinate on each other as you go off into the sunset. You're the big winner. You're going to get that cyborg stuff sent to you directly from Brian Ibbett. All you need to do is send him an email at coverville@gmail.com. and said exchange will occur. Congratulations again, and keep representing New York as best you can. Bye now. All right. That's the end of that. Well, it's my daughter's birthday today, by the way.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, it's
Taylor. She turns... Taylor. I cannot believe I'm about to say these words, all right? But here it goes. She turns 23 today.
Wow.
That's nuts. That is crazy to say those words out loud. Anyway, she's doing great, and we're going to see her tonight. Oh, all right, so what are we going to do now? We're going to... Daryl, hey, well done. Good job there. I would have... I don't want to see a video any longer than 11 minutes, so I was right there with you, buddy. Daryl's the Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can find him there and at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com, where surely he will talk about Sasha and her big name change when it's appropriate. Mm-hmm. Daryl, you got a game for us, yeah?
Oh, yes. I am going to read part of a query that I've entered into YouTube. You complete the phrase, win nothing.
All right.
Yes, yes, yes.
Go for it.
Goo is blank.
Goo is blank?
Oh, is this you? Hold on. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's your Chewbacca. It's awful.
I know.
It's really bad. It's really, really bad. Yeah. I miss Vine because Daryl used to put this kind of stuff on Vine, and I used to be able to cap it out of there, and you don't have that outlet anymore.
Well, it's still there.
Yeah, that's true. Have you guys noticed that the Vine app still exists, but it's just like a video camera now? So you can download the Vine app, and it lets you make 6-second short videos, and they post and loop on Twitter.
So they still even show up somewhere.
Yeah, if you decide to, or you just put them into your camera roll. But it's basically there's no longer a thing to browse a million videos. It's just a camera app that takes 6-second short repeating videos. It's really weird.
Wow. Well, they should have publicized it differently, right? And said the social network is going away, but the video tool is still there, and then people might still consider using it because it was kind of a cool way to like, all right, I'm going to take this really quick second of this, and then cut over to this, and then cut over to this.
Yeah. I think it's fine. It's good that it exists in some weird way. It's all black instead of green now, though. It's almost like a funeral. It's kind of weird.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Daryl.
What's that new thing that's out that's like a little podcast? Thing
oh, Anchor?
That you make little... Oh, yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Yeah. I have a show on Anchor called The Daily Blip. It's people should get it. It's on Android and iOS, and it's really cool. It's like this bite-sized way of doing audio. It's like kind of a social network in a way, because anybody anywhere can make anything, and you can follow anyone with whatever they're saying. What I'm doing on there is all video game news, but there's tons of other categories and cool stuff, and it's neat. It's a different way of thinking about that stuff, and I like it. It's a nice little, I don't know, like little add-on to the way I consume audio during the day, so worth checking out. It's called Anchor.
I'm doing a little thing on there. I call it Minute 4 Now.
Oh, I have not. I have not. I need to follow your thing. You should tweet your link or something so people know where to go and get it. That's what you should do, Daryl.
All I do is I talk for a minute about whatever.
Is it as good as your connection is now? Can we expect that?
Are you using that same? Yeah.
Here's a better version.
No, wait. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're still crusty. I don't know what happened to you there.
Okay.
Are you there? Yeah, I can hear you now. It's kind of fruity, isn't it?
It's kind of fruity, isn't it?
We never gave our answers to goo is blank.
Yeah, goo is great. Goo is great, I'm going to say.
that's not bad because it could be typos for people typing God is great.
Yeah. What do you think, Ryan?
I'm going to say goo is gooey.
All right. How'd we do?
Well, the actual... whatever it is, query answer thingy, is goo is the new bad.
Goo is the new bad?
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, so...
I don't get it.
So I've seen this where people type goo on, you know, either in Twitter. One of the new... you remember that BB10 game we talked about on? There's a new version called Goo Game. And I think it's like it's supposed to be... hey, that's a good game kind of thing.
Oh, like Bay, but... Like
Bay, exactly.
Oh, I hate it already.
Oh, no.
Yeah, see what you've done, Daryl? Look what you've done. All right, he's out. I've kicked him out of the phone call. Brian, here's this. Tis the News, brought to you by...
Coverville Today, celebrating the birthday of Elton John. you know, Reginald Dwight.
Yeah.
He turned 70 last week, and you know how we celebrate on Coverville's by playing a bunch of covers of his hits. Mm. So, of course, you can hear covers of Daniel and Rocket Man and Someone Saved My Life Tonight and Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word, Crocodile Rock, Tiny Dancer, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, Benny and the Jets, and more. All coming up 1 p.m. Mountain Time at coverville.com/live.
Is that really his name? Reginald what is it?
Reginald Dwight.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
This is the
that's
first
why that's why he's got the album called Reginald Strikes Back.
Oh.
Or Reg Strikes Back.
I knew. I mean, I always knew about like Sting and
right.
other people
right.
like that, but I didn't know. I didn't know Elton John had another name. Crazy. That's crazy. It seems yeah. like a normal name. Elton John.
Right. Well, you know, Elton. Yeah. How many Eltons do you know?
He still looks like my mom, by the way.
Elton Hercules John.
Yeah, that's awesome.
His middle name is Hercules. Is if really? You're going to change your name, you might as well give yourself the middle name Hercules.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's amazing. I didn't know. I had no idea. I don't even yeah. like Elton John. This is great news. This is awesome.
Oh, well, geez, you might like today's show then because it's all Elton John songs not sung by Elton John.
Okay. I mean, I like some of his music.
I like Elton John because your mom
yeah.
kind of looks like him.
Yeah.
She looks really? That's like it? That's
no,
the only reason?
No, that's not the only reason. It's just part of it. Part of it is also I don't like anything past... Whenever he stopped wearing like platform shoes and doing cool Yellow Brick Road yeah. stuff, I just it got weird. And like Candle in the Wind makes me want to throw up every time I hear it.
Well, yeah, the new version kind of bothers me. I don't like the fact that he redid it.
Yeah.
For Princess Diana. Do a new song.
Yeah.
Don't take one of your old songs that was a perfectly wonderful tribute to Marilyn Monroe and yeah. then like say, eh, that song, not about Marilyn Monroe anymore. I'm yeah. going to make it about Diana.
Yeah, that bothers me.
And Marilyn Monroe's like, you know, giving him the bird from the grave.
Hey, Mr. Piano Man.
John, F you.
Oh my gosh. All right. A woman has been found wet, mostly naked, and says she's a mermaid.
Brezzers.
Many people sent this to us via Twitter and other things saying you must talk about this on TMS. So here we are to comply. A woman was found near Table Mountain. That's a weird name. It must be flat on top or something.
We have a Table Mountain here in Colorado, but I don't think it was here.
Let's see.
I can't imagine we've got no Fresno, California.
Okay.
Can't imagine we've got you know, mermaids coming out of Stanley Lake.
Yeah, here in Colorado. You never know. The woman was found near Table Mountain on Tuesday morning, and she doesn't seem to know who she is, the Fresno Police Department said. Now, isn't Fresno like the meth capital of America right now? Someone told me.
Oh, might be.
I don't want to throw any shade, and if there's none to be thrown, but I thought someone said Fresno was like notoriously baked in meth, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I forget to look it up.
Capital of the world. Let me see if I can find what Fresno is the capital of.
Yeah.
It's the raisin capital of the world.
Yeah, they do raisins. Do raisins. But there's somebody said lately that that's the place you go get your meth fix, and that everyone there is on meth. But that's
a oh, here we go. Yeah, search the search the search terms methamphetamine capital of the world or meth capital of the world into Nexus.
Yeah. And what do you get?
You get Fresno and...
What are the other? Do they have others?
Oh, it spits back. Let's see. 70 citations. Where does it say here? Oh, my God. This is a long article to just get to the freaking point.
Welcome to today's internet.
That's right.
Fluffy, fluffy, fluff.
Springfield, Missouri, Chattanooga, Fresno.
Springfield, Missouri, really?
Springfield, Missouri, yeah.
Hmm. Isn't Springfield... No, it's Springfield, Oregon that claims to be the Springfield of Simpsons. Or which Springfield was it? Springfield, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I forget.
I'm just going to do a search for methamphetamine capital of the world. How about that?
Yeah, that won't put you on any kind of list or anything.
Oh, no one's going to see my search.
Nah.
My search
nobody's collecting that stuff, Brian. Nobody knows. Nobody's got
it's
your...
Not like what a, it's not like somebody's going to sell this information. Come on.
Yeah, nobody anywhere. NSA.
St. Louis. Is currently, let's see, for over a decade, Missouri was considered to be the meth capital of the U.S. However, as of last year, statistics revealed that it had slipped in the number of meth lab busts and arrests. Tennessee is currently at number two, and the new meth capital of the U.S. is Indiana.
Indiana.
Yep.
Oh, Mike Pence, what are you doing?
When was this? Yeah, no kidding. When was this article?
Was that
article
on your watch?
Well,
you
had a date on it.
Well, you were nice. All, you're worried about electrocuting gay people. You under your nose, the meth grew, you dummy. Here's your deal. Woman found near this thing. She doesn't seem to know who she is, according to the police department. The woman was found at 3:15 a.m. I'm telling you right now, nothing good happens at 3:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
Walking, except maybe Brian in Vegas. We'll see.
oh, yeah, that's true. We will have a three. I will see a 3:15.
That's true.
Oh, my God. Yeah, 1 week from today, I will have been up for 20... Well, who knows? Who knows what time I'm going to get up on Tuesday since we don't have a TMS.
Everybody at 3:15 in the morning is basically a mermaid at that point. So
that's right. Prior that afternoon, she was a barista at Starbucks. 3:15 a.m. She's a mermaid.
She doesn't remember. Well, here on this deal, she was found. Her hair was wet and she was mostly naked. She told officers she'd been in the water. The answer she answers, "I don't know," to most questions, said police. She then claimed to be a mermaid named Joanna. Why am I saying? Oh, you know, I'm thinking of Heroes of the Storm and Johanna in there.
Oh,
it throws me off. She's 5'4", weighs 150 pounds, and has webbed feet. So she has webbed feet. And
that's interesting.
Webbed? Why am I saying it webbed?
I don't know.
Webbed?
Why? Why are you saying webbed?
Webbed feet.
Brian, why are you saying webbed?
Webbed feet. She's
looks like Lena Dunham a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. And people, and she really says she doesn't know who she is. So if anyone knows who this woman is, they give you a number to call and everything. She looks a lot like Lena Dunham.
Oh, I'm gonna email them and say I think she's Lena Dunham.
Anyone with information, they can email. They can make a phone call or they can email the missing persons unit there in Fresno. So there you go. Nice. My guess is a little meth going on. That's something.
Let's call her Madison.
Yeah. How come you were talking about Tennessee being a bad meth place?
Yeah.
It's interesting, in the 7-year run of Justified, which was set in Tennessee, mm-hmm. in Lexington and all around there, it's funny that they didn't use meth as the go-to drug problem. It was instead like pills and stuff. Like that was
I could have sworn the Dewey thing was meth. No.
Was it meth? I thought it was like opiates, like
Oh, yeah, Justified was Kentucky, but still.
Oh, it is Kentucky. You're right. Why am I thinking of... Yeah, never mind. It's Kentucky. But you know, Kentucky's got to have a little meth in there, you'd think. I don't know.
Right.
What do I know about
For some meth? Reason, like I said, I thought Dewey Crow was...
Maybe when they started...
Bo Crowder, meth kingpin of Harlan.
Oh, he was the meth guy?
Yeah.
Well, he got into other stuff later, I guess. But in the... The 7-year run, they didn't really focus on it, and I thought maybe that was because it crossed over with Breaking Bad, which was all about meth, and maybe they didn't want to, like, you know, they didn't want to confuse people or whatever.
Could be, yeah.
Nobody wants to say meth too often, I guess. The Hamilton police, and I don't mean the kind at the play Hamilton. By the way, they're coming here to Salt Lake in, I forgot what month, and I think we're going to go see it.
Cool. Yeah, they're coming here too.
I want to see Hamilton.
Probably the same traveling performance.
I'm not going to miss my shot. That's a song from the thing.
It is, yeah.
Hamilton police ask the public to remain calm after $45,000 of lettuce has been stolen.
Wow.
I am in love with this police department because they are so tongue-in-cheek on this entire thing. So
listen, I know how much lettuce cost at the store. Yeah. 45,000 is like,
that's a lot of lettuce, dude.
That's like the world supply of iceberg lettuce.
I agree. It's so cheap. Plus, I mean, who knows what they're going to freaking use it for. But anyway, an investigator say a truck and a trailer containing the lettuce was taken sometime between March 31st and April 1st. They're asking the public to let us know if you have any tips.
Jeez.
This is actually a quote from them. Let us know
if you have any tips. Yeah.
Police are using a few puns in an effort to bring attention to the large lettuce theft in Hamilton. In a release today, they asked the public to remain calm after the heist. Investigators say a truck and refrigerator containing 45 grand worth of lettuce was taken somewhere between 8 p.m. on March 31st and 4 p.m. on April 1st. They say the truck was driven to Toronto, where the truck was left behind, but the trailer and the lettuce is still missing. The Orlando license plate attached to the trailer is P902D, so if you see it, check it out. On social media, they once again asked, let us know if you have any tips.
Can you come up with any other puns? Like, I'm trying to come up with something with arugula.
Leaf no, stone unturned. Leaf,
no,
get it?
There you go. Nice.
Leaf no, stone unturned. These are the salad days for criminal activity. Crouton.
My wife was a police officer that tried to find the lettuce, but her head wasn't into it. There's a butterhead lettuce.
Butterhead lettuce. That's pretty good. That's not bad. That's not bad. Give us, that's 45 grand. That's a lot of cabbage.
Oh.
See? There the hits go. The hits just keep on coming.
where's Hunts the Wind when you need him?
Really?
If
and then
you Caesar something, say something. Thank you, Arjuneer. Well done.
Very well done. That's well, you've capped it off nicely, Arjuneer. Well done. A man has also stolen, it's not the same man. A man has stolen $20,000 worth of soda from a ShopRite. A Bergen County delivery driver was arrested on Saturday afternoon after allegedly admitting to stealing $20,000 worth of soda from a Marin Boulevard ShopRite. Do you have ShopRites? I don't have ShopRites.
We do. Yeah, they're I a lot like CVS and Walgreens, basically.
I do have those two, but not a ShopRite. S-H-O-P-R-I-T-E, I guess. Abel L. Para Pena of Bergenfield. Bergenfield. Sounds like a thing you'd say if you're really, you overate.
Bergenfield.
I ate too many burgers at Bergenfield. Is charged with stealing 3,239 units of Canada Dry products between November and January, according to police reports.
So they get like their cans, 2-liter bottles, 16-ounce bottles, probably like.
Yep, that's all falls under units, probably. I'm guessing.
This person loves their ginger ale.
Loss prevention officer for ShopRite found a $20,000 discrepancy in the company's orders of Canada Dry. Both companies held a meeting at the Metro Plaza location and called in Parapena.
Parapena.
My name is Parapena. Who regularly delivers to ShopRite. Pena allegedly admitted to stealing the product and was arrested outside the ShopRite at 2 p.m. So, for him, nothing good happens at 2 p.m.
That dude robbed Canada Dry.
This is a terrible pun day. This is the worst and best.
It really is bad, yeah.
That's great, though. Finally, this is a weird one. Oklahoma City police officer sues a Taco Bell over allegedly spicy quesadilla.
Allegedly spicy.
Yeah.
Quesadilla.
Guess you got to prove that in court.
Quesadilla.
Quesadilla. It says here, an Oklahoma City police officer claims workers at a local Taco Bell restaurant put cologne and spicy chipotle in his steak quesadilla, causing severe burns to his throat.
Jeez.
Cologne. Burying the lead once again, this
yeah,
headline.
Like, okay, poisons Oklahoma City police officer Sue's talking about for trying to poison him.
Yeah, with cologne. I wonder what kind it was. I think it was Brute or
Aqua
like...
Aqua Velva.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Police officer Sean Byrne and his wife Amanda Byrne have filed a lawsuit against Taco Bell seeking more than $75,000 in damages after he claims he was forced to take weeks of sick leave after the incident. He says, I wrestled over whether this is... this too hot lawsuit was Oklahoma vice material. Oh, shut up! This is the writer. What? I decided.
This is such a horrible.
I hate
again,
this.
Paid by the word, Tulsa word.
Yeah, I don't like it. F it. F these guys.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Not gonna even give him the satisfaction of
no
getting his quote on a podcast.
No,
eh?
He got paid by the word. He's fine. He got his extra $5 or whatever the bullshit he got for that. That's a terrible nice. Article. Moving on. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, Tom will be here talking some tech. And today we have a really cool guest on DTNS, so we'll probably mention that as well. So that's coming up, and recommendals from Nicole. Before that, though, you've got music.
I do have music, and not only will you get to enjoy this music, but if you come to Nerdtacular, you're going to get to meet one of the performers from this band in person. Nice. Jim Harbour wrote in from Marymount University and said, hey, Brian, got a friend who is in a band, and I would love for you to check out some of his music. I won't get into it, but there was some a missed date. I was gonna get a date and get this on an earlier show and I didn't do it.
Dope.
So there you go.
It's okay.
But the keyboardist from the band Brian Majewski works with Jim on doing those videos for the TMS Film Festival, and they actually won in that Scooby-Doo inspired Tiki Monster video that won a couple months ago.
Oh, cool.
The band is the Dusk Whales, and said Brian and Jim will be at Nerdtacular in June, and you'll get a chance to meet them face to face. Here are the Dusk Whales from their album Sorrowful Masteries and the song Slow Down, Jerusalem.
Natural instincts. It wouldn't know that it's causing danger.
Nothing can go wrong with the geek.
Hold your horses, guy. The Morning Stream. Computer, stop the flow of time.
All right, we're back, everybody. Welcome back.
Mm-hmm. During that song, I got I Am Sci-Fi's prize packaged up and weighed and labeled and everything.
So that's efficient as hell, today. Dude. Jeez.
No kidding, right?
When did you become so damned efficient? That's amazing.
I don't know what's happened to me, Scott.
I think it's... I wish I was that efficient. I have so much stuff to ship, I'm behind on everything. And here's you getting it done during a song break, of all things. It's pretty damn impressive. All right, we're gonna get Tom in here. We're gonna talk about tech. I'm sure there's something to talk about with tech. There always is, right? I mean, how often have you not had tech to talk about? It's almost always something
there's
to say.
There's lots of talk to tech about.
Yeah, there's tech to talk about with the tech of the talking and the tech talking. So we're looking forward to that. He's coming in shortly, as the kids say.
I'm curious what he says, or maybe he's already talked about this on DTNS, but the Turkish crime family that is threatening to hack everybody's iCloud.
Ooh, we should talk about
that's
that.
That's old news.
Is that old
news?
It's
like 4 days old. I imagine you
talked about that last week.
Yeah, that's not the freshest of news, but that's okay because look what I have here.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
That's where we get our fresh news is the man, Tom Merritt, who comes on the show every Wednesday and talks to us about tech. Tom, what's going on?
Regarding that story, Ibbot, essentially what seems to have happened, because Apple says we haven't had a breach, we're not responding to that, is you can go and buy hacked data. There's tons of hacked data, the big Yahoo hack and all of that out there, and then use a script to find out if any of it works on other services because people use the same password. User ID and password.
Sure.
And so the best guess is that folks went and figured out a bunch of passwords and user ID combinations that worked on Apple and then said, look, we've hacked in and we've got all these accounts. So the biggest thing anybody should do if they were at all worried about that would be change their password.
Exactly.
Certainly turn on two-factor authentication or two-step authentication, one or the other.
Yeah. Well, all right, there you go. The Turk.
Cool.
There we go.
See? Tech solved.
The Turks. Boom. Getting all up in people's faces. Once again, you got to watch out for those Turks. Just kidding. I don't want to upset all the Turks.
Yeah, I didn't hear that it was Turkish, so that may just be rumor.
The group that's claiming that they've got it is they're calling themselves Turkish Crime Family. Like, that is their...
Sure. I could call myself Turkish right, opera star. Exactly. It would not make me one.
Yeah. Exactly, yes.
I could call myself Turkish Delight, and I am not a delight.
And you would be delightful.
Well,
still.
Would I, though? Would I?
Would I?
Well, it's good to have Tom here. I feel like it's a big banner couple of days for Tom and I because I was able to do another podcast with him last night. Today, we do Daily Tech News Show. But before we do all of that, we talk here about the daily goings-on of technology. What's happening today, and why should people care about it?
Oh, I don't know why they should care. You should just subscribe to Daily Tech. No, I'm just kidding. One of the things that I was thinking we might talk about, because there's a few things out there. Facebook added a new tool to make it easier to report revenge porn. Microsoft made a specific publication of what data it collects on you with the basic setting on Windows 10 Creators Update. Those are all very important things. Mm. But I think what caught my eye the most was Amazon has won the bid for streaming of Thursday Night Football, NFL. This is the one that Twitter had last year. Remember, Twitter paid like $10 million for it. And the report is that Amazon paid $50 million.
Wow.
And they're not going to make it available to everyone the way Twitter did. It's only going to be available to folks who pay for Amazon Prime.
All right. So if you're a Prime viewer, you're going to get some sort of live video now, I assume on the Prime Video page. For specifically that, $50 million is a lot of money just for Thursday Night Football, isn't it? That seems
right?
like a lot.
Yeah. I mean, Amazon's got a lot of cash, certainly, so it can afford this. And I don't know that it's going to increase the number of people who pay for Prime, but it's the kind of thing Amazon likes to do to throw into Prime to keep people happy.
Yeah.
So it's more about retention than it is increase.
There's a real symbiotic relationship between that retention and making Prime people feel happy.
Yeah.
And Jeff Bezos's desire to put weird things out there. Like he's been on the record before and said out loud how much he loves kind of busting into something where you don't think Amazon has a place and proving that it does. Buying Twitch, having his own little space thing on the side, having you know, weird things that you couldn't buy anywhere else, and you know, he wants to be that. He wants to be, what did he say? It was something about like octopus on the breakfast menu at a restaurant. Like, yeah. He wants to be able to say, yeah, we can do that too, because I have
the
will.
Not everyone orders it, but the people who do get really excited.
Right. He has the will to do it. And so whenever this sort of thing happens, I get kind of excited. And as a Prime member, I probably watch Thursday Night Football more if I knew that I could do it.
If it's a team you care about, sure.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, would you though?
I might.
I think, did you with Twitter? You're a Twitter user.
A little, but not very much. I don't think.
Yeah.
I think Twitter's a bad platform for it. But if you say to me, hey, this other place you're often going to get video content, original right. and otherwise, also now has this live thing, I would probably consider it more than I would with Twitter. Twitter was just weird. The implementation there was funky, and I don't think they got their $10 million out of it.
But, you know, I guess it is a good point, because Thursday Night Football is always available on terrestrial.
Yeah, it's broadcast. So it's either CBS or NBC.
Yeah.
Right, so it's not like it's going to be, all right, cord cutters finally have a way to watch Thursday Night Football, because most of them have terrestrial anyway, have an antenna.
Mm-hmm. I think what's really interesting about this is, up until now, I kind of think of cord cutting options in two camps. There's the replace channels camp, which is your PlayStation View, your Sling TV, your DirecTV Now, and coming down the road, YouTube, Hulu, Verizon. But then there's also the I just want to watch stuff, and that's Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess there's a third category, which is the stores like Vudu and iTunes, etc. Sure. Amazon is now kind of traipsing over into the other camp, saying we're going to have more live events. They've done some live stuff before, but you're now going to be able to watch football. And granted, yeah, you could watch it free over the air. Not everybody gets a great signal over the air. Not everybody wants to go buy an antenna and set that up. So this could be a way for somebody to watch it, but it's not going to get you all the NFL games. So it's just a perk. It's just a minor thing, but it's toe in the water, where Amazon has said, we're definitely not, you know, afraid of acquiring live sports, where Netflix has said, no, it's not our thing. We're not going to go there.
Yeah. It's definitely, whether this is just my perception or not, it's definitely the subscription I have that seems to be the most fluid and give me the most things, or it seems to be the one that is the most active, because everything else, like you have a Netflix subscription, you get Netflix, done. You play World of Warcraft, you get World of Warcraft, done. Like whatever your monthly subscription is, you usually just get the thing you think you're paying for. With Prime, the perception anyway is I'm getting this value for the shipping stuff, and then I'm getting this video thing, and then I'm getting original programming, and then I'm getting this and this and this, and they just keep adding up. Even if some go away, or even if the price increased a little or whatever, there's this sense that there's this ever-changing, ever-evolving, awesome thing that I'm getting for what I really only wanted originally, is for better shipping, and now suddenly I'm getting all of these free add-ons. I know that's not really what's happening, but that perception's a good one, I think.
It's the gold box that keeps on giving.
Yeah, it is. It's weird. Like, it's an endless, what do they call that? I guess the gold box. That's what it is. It just keeps on giving. We're talking right, about, though. It's worth talking
about.
That
analogy brought things to a screech.
It certainly did. Well, we're all thinking about it now, aren't we? No, that's awesome. I hope we get to talk about that. Also, we have a great guest today. Who's
coming
on?
Rob Reed, who you may know as
Mike
the
Brady?
Of Rhapsody. No, not Mike Brady. Rob Reed. He co-founded Rhapsody, the music service. Mm-hmm. He also wrote a book called Year Zero, and he's got a new science fiction book coming out called After On, which partly deals with a super intelligence. And we're going to talk to him about some of what he found in researching the book, because in preparation for writing this book, he talked to a lot of super smart people about super intelligence. And there are some real fears about what could happen with the super intelligence. And I know you've all heard Stephen Hawking and Elon Musk and even Bill Gates, you know, warning about, you know, AI research, but we're going to talk to Rob about some of those things that he found out for people.
Yeah. And for those you're thinking, man, that name really is familiar for some other reason. He's married to Morgan Webb of X-Play.
Well, there's that too, right.
Yeah. Of X-Play fame. Also, I started that book and it's great so far. So totally jazzed to have him on today. It's going to be awesome. That's the Daily Tech News Show today at 2:30 Mountain Time live. Go to dailytechnewsshow.com for details. Tom, anything else you'd like to mention, sir?
Oh, just big thanks to everybody who's picked up Pilot X. I love seeing all the pictures of folks who are finding it in bookstores around. It's my novel about a time traveler who zips around in space in his spaceship, the Verity, time ship, actually, and then gets thrust into a situation where he doesn't able to just be a pilot anymore. He has to decide the fate of the universe. So if you like fast-paced space opera-y, classic-y sci-fi, that's what people have kind of been describing it as. You can go pick it up anywhere books are sold.
Can I ask you a quick question? When you wrote that, did you know that that was going to be, I don't want to call it a genre, but did you know that when you were going to get the good critical response that they were all going to put it into those categories and say, oh, it's kind of retro and this and that, or was that a surprise to you to hear that that's what you'd achieve?
The retro thing has been a little bit of a surprise. Mostly the I liked it thing has been a huge surprise.
Oh, now you're too humble there, sir. I think we all knew it was going to be great, and it's rad that people like it. So go get it. Pilot X, wherever fine books are sold. Tom, yes. Merritt, have a great day. I'll see you too.
Thanks, man. Bye. See y'all.
See ya.
See ya. See ya, Tom. I figured out how to hang up on people now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it works. So they hit it and it's stupid how it is, but I'll take it. Okay. Well, that means what time is it? Nicole time.
Recommendals.
We've switched them around, folks. They used to be the other order, now they're not. Now they're this order.
They basically do-si-do'd is what they did.
Yeah, they did. And indeed, we are here to accommodate such moves as do-si-do-ing. What is a do-si-do anyway? What does that mean?
It's like that's where you, in square dancing, you and your partner kind of rotate around each other.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, oh, right, square dancing.
Yes.
A thing I hate and will never
promenade.
Do. Promenade. Do do do. Do do do. Grab your partner, skip them a thing. Here you go, Nicole. Nicole's bag, everybody, all the way from Colorado herself. What's going on?
Hi, Brian.
Are you?
Hi, Nicole.
I'm in the same state as Brian.
Yeah, I know. Are you?
We hung out over the weekend.
I saw that, you jerks. You guys sent me a little photo of everyone waving, and I was jelly. I wanted to be there.
We did. We went out and had some illegal burgers.
Yeah. Wait, tell me about
and
that.
I had an illegal salad.
Oh, good. You're feeling better, yeah?
Not really.
Oh, no.
My appetite is just weird. That's why, I'm just off.
You're resetting is what's happening. There's a resetting happening right now, probably.
Is that what's happening? I don't know, because I'm nauseous and I'm not hungry.
I have heard the whole C. diff thing it wreaks havoc. It's like starting over in some ways. So you're probably going to be through a bit of that, but it sounds like the worst is over, right? That's good.
Yeah, I guess I'm losing some weight. I guess that's good.
Yeah. I could use a little. I could use a little C. diff myself. I say that, of course, jokingly, because nobody wants that ever.
Nobody.
Hey, it's good to have you on, though. We're gonna talk about streaming stuff, and we're gonna do that now. She sent me a video yesterday, by the way, of her little boy Mateo putting my stickers all over everything, and that was just the most nice little cute thing I could have gotten yesterday. It made my day.
We get a lot of Amazon shipments, so he'll take the boxes and we'll tape them up and draw a little, and he draws all over them, and he's like, oh, mommy, look. And he found those stickers that when you did the book,
they added the add-ons. Sure.
And so I had all these stickers.
Yeah.
And of course, you love Mario, so that's Mateo's favorite. And he saw the Mario sticker. I'm like, yeah, buddy, you can have them. And he just started putting them everywhere. So
that's awesome. He's such a cool little kid. He's grown up so fast, and I don't feel like that was no time. That's crazy.
I know, right?
Really weird. Just don't let him swing that Maui hook and knock over things.
Right, exactly.
I think it's awesome. He's really good about it. I think it's hilarious how many people are like, oh, you're gonna have a house.
Yeah, it's just the standard thing to do. But yeah, he doesn't seem to be that kind of kid. But I'll tell you what, if I was his age,
animals apparently.
Sure. If I was his age and my parents had a bunch of boxes coming home all the time from Amazon, and I could just build forts and draw on those things all day, that sounds like kid heaven to me.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh my gosh, I would love.
We're
I'd like
to
it now.
Take them together to give them a little high rise one.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
That's fantastic.
That's parenting, right? All right. Hey, let's get to some streaming stuff. So. Brian, we'll start with you as we always do. A recommendation from something streaming. What'd you find? What do you got?
I have something that is over 40 years old, yet the two stars you're going to hear in this thing are just as popular today, one of them even more popular today than they were back when this film came out.
Wow, look at you in the classics lately. I like this. Going way back. All right, here it is. Brian's clip. Check it out.
Oh, don't send me away.
No, I want to ask you a question.
I just wanted to surprise you.
Surprise? What happens if he and I had been talking business? Or maybe I have female company or something and you come traipsing in with an armload of groceries. That would be some surprise.
I'm sorry. Why don't you keep that stuff? I think I've lost my appetite.
Hey, hang on a minute. I'm just trying to tell you something, that's all.
I don't understand. Should I go? Should I stay? What do you want?
I'm trying to tell you that there's a telephone, and I pick it up and I dial it. You answer, and I say, hey, what are you doing?
I say, I'll be right over.
Fine. Next time, why don't we do it that way?
Is that Richard Gere?
Okay. No. Any way you like. Next time.
I think it's Clint Eastwood.
How do you like your
steak? It's exactly
extremely rare.
That's just how I like mine. Extremely rare.
Ugh. I'm talking about meat. Creepy. Clint Eastwood is that is?
Clint Eastwood. Do you know who the other person is?
I have no idea.
You know her very well from Arrested Development and Archer.
Oh, is that the mom?
It is. It's Jessica Walter, yeah. In her first, 1971, her first major role. And it's the directorial debut of Clint Eastwood as well. Mm. That is a movie called, any guesses?
Dirty Harry talks dirty. No, I don't know.
Dirty Harry eats steak. No, it's Play Misty for Me.
Oh.
And this came out in 1971. It's like a movie everyone's heard of, but who knows if you've ever seen it or not. I mean, it seems like it's one of those things like, oh yeah, I've heard of Play Misty for Me, but I don't know what it is. It's a psychological thriller about a radio DJ played by Clint Eastwood, who gets stalked by a fan of the radio show. And she starts following him around and she starts showing up at his house and getting jealous when he's with other women and that sort of thing. And it takes place in Carmel, California. And a big part of the movie takes place at the Monterey Pop Festival out there as well. It's creepy. It's funny because it's being directed by Clint Eastwood, you know, it's like the first of all these great movies that were directed by him. Yeah. But there's a lot of shots where it's like zoom in close on somebody's face as they're reacting to something.
Yeah, that was very popular in 71, I would say.
It totally was.
Yeah.
It's usually a woman and she's quivering.
Yeah. Like, oh no. Clint Eastwood has so much hair in this. Good Lord.
He totally does. Yeah. And it's really good. It's streaming on HBO Go or HBO Now, whichever service you have, and worth checking out for sure.
Okay, I'm gonna do it. I like your weird recommendations of old stuff.
Yeah, it's one of those movies that if we had modern technology, a lot of these problems would have just gone away.
Right. Yeah, I imagine that this looks like one of those. But there's an interesting review at the bottom of the IMDb page that says, before there was Swim Fan, before there was Fatal Attraction, there was Play Misty for Me.
Yeah, totally
so
true.
So that kind of thing. Is she the one that's after him? Is she the...
She is. She's the stalker, the creepy stalker. Yeah. And
she's a national
treasure.
You even
see nudity in it. You see some... Mama Bluth nudity.
Really?
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. That would make, you know who that would make? That would make her, the youngest son, blush. That's what would happen. What's his name?
It would make, right. It would make,
what's his name?
Buster.
Buster.
Yes.
I was going to say Barry. Buster, that's not blush. Right.
Can I throw a real quick bonus recommendation in?
Always.
Last night, Tina and I watched the first episode of a show that debuted yesterday on Hulu.
Yeah.
And Nicole, I'm not stepping on your toes, right? You don't have this one?
The 13 Reason Why, right?
No, that's on Netflix. No, this is called Dimension 404. And it's like a Twilight Zone for the YouTube generation.
Oh, all right.
Right down to the very beginning, you know, almost like a rip off of you're entering a dimension of sight and sound and mind and blah, blah, blah. It's narrated by Mark Hamill. And the first episode has the two lead actors from Glee. And but the best person that you guys are going to love seeing in this thing is the guy who played Badger on Breaking Bad.
Huh. He's in this. Oh, I love Badger.
Yeah, and Joel McHale
take,
is
take
in
Take me
it.
Down your chocolatey river of meth, that guy.
That's right, exactly. That's but great. But it's, yeah, it's totally, it's like Black Mirror, super light and fluffy.
All right, I'm in. That sounds all right to me. And you liked it. You thought it was good?
Well, that was all right. I'm looking forward to seeing some of the other ones. I hear Patton Oswalt is in one, and, you know, it's like Twilight Zone episodes where you've got your hits and misses. This one, I think, was almost a hit, but not a miss. God, this cat is just like, all of a sudden, just wants the most attention.
Yeah,
she's
that's how
on
cats
my
are.
Standing desk. She hopped up on the standing desk.
Cats here. Don't care. They love it, man. They want whatever they want when they want it. I totally get it. By the way, here's Badger.
Put me on your magical boat, man. Sail me down your chocolatey river of meth.
Oh my gosh, he's great. all right, well, here's my clip. See if you guys can recognize this at all. It's a more modern thing, certainly not 40 years old, only a couple of years old, and it's still going. It's a TV show. That's the only hint I'll give you, and I will now play it if I can find the thing to click. And there it is. Here's mine.
It's a wasteland. Nobody knows what is true.
What's in that trunk?
Ain't none of your damn business.
All right, it's short, but... kind of last minute.
For a minute, I was like, is that Chris Angel?
No. That did sound like a little like that, yeah. It's Chris Angel, street.
What's in magician. The trunk?
The Carrot Top story.
Nothing's in there. That's because I'm a magic man. No, that's not it. It's,
it's funny because you even mentioned this earlier this week, and I don't remember what you brought up and said, I'll use this for recommendals.
It is a show. I don't know what took me so long to watch it. Right. It's up my freaking alley so far. I can almost taste it. It is Into the Badlands on AMC. And it's basically, what if you took Mad Max, mashed it up with martial arts, mm-hmm. and a... kind of a Western, but only in a Western in the sense that, you know, how Western's always got some land baron owner guy that's like
there's
in
dirt.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dirt.
And he's just like, y'all want to work for me. Y'all going to have to make some sacrifices. See, like the guy that's in charge that makes everybody do terrible things for him. It's got that in it. And he's played, the bad guy's played, his name's Quinn. And he's played by, Brian, you'd know this guy. We just saw him in a million film sacks. And we saw him in, he's in Lord of the Rings. He plays the elf who comes to help the battle in the second one where
Gimli,
he shows up. Like, no.
No, you're not talking Gimli.
No, Gimli's a dwarf. This is, we're talking elf, like...
elf, right.
Big, tall elf, you know.
Oh, not... not from The Matrix, not...
Yes.
That guy.
That guy. That's the guy.
Yes. Who the heck is that guy?
Marco Bilbo Shimsham. What is it?
Let's just put words together until they make
it's going to drive me crazy.
Walking. Hugo Weaving.
No, wrong guy.
Okay. Well, that's the guy from The Matrix.
No, but he's also in The Matrix 2, this dude, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. Hold on. Oh, you know what he's in? He's in that Charlize Theron thing with the fly in your eye. What's it called?
Oh, Aeon Flux?
Aeon Flux. He's the bad guy in Aeon Flux. The kind of...
I love this stream of consciousness.
When I can't remember names, this is how this goes for me.
I know, I love it.
Into
love
the
it.
Badlands. Here we go.
I'm looking at a cast list right now. None of these names sound familiar to me.
All right, the guy I'm talking about is who plays Quinn. His name is Martin Kaskas, or Kaskas, or however you say his name.
Zakis. Martin Zakis.
You look at his face, you'll see him.
Oh, totally know this guy. Okay, yeah. Yes.
He's in a billion things. He was in XXX, which we saw in Film Sack and some other stuff. Anyway, I love him. He's great. He's evil as hell in this. Daniel Wu is kind of your main character. His name is Sonny. He is a martial arts master. He's also referred to as Slicer, I think they call him. And they're basically hunters that can go out into the wastelands and do some business. But this is supposed to be set like possibly like 1,000 years into the future. All guns have been banished, and all anyone has are swords and other martial arts type stuff. And every fight is this gloriously choreographed, beautifully shot kung fu fight scene. Amazing stuff. And I'm blown away by it. I totally love it. It's a little light on story. I mean, it's, a bad guy, good guy. What are we going to do? It's that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But the it's very genre, right? But everything is executed perfectly. And the martial arts action in it is impeccable. Like, as good as any movie you've seen. And it's awesome. So, I'm really into it. I'm only 2 episodes in. but I'm already like, this is going to be my show for the next little while.
What service is it on?
It's an AMC show, so it shows up there as new show, but then you can watch on Netflix, you can see the first two seasons. So they're right there on Netflix, everybody. Cool. Into the Badlands. It's awesome. AMC doesn't make anything I don't like, I don't think. Pretty sure all their shows are great.
Yeah. Oh, and Better Call Saul coming back in like a week.
Yeah. And I haven't seen season two, and that just showed up on Netflix, so I got to catch up on that too.
Oh, perfect. Well, yeah. There you go.
I was behind on all that. All right, Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got? What'd you bring?
All right. So you can watch this streaming, but you have to pay for it. And I'm recommending it because I highly recommend. This is the kind of movie you want in your collection.
All right.
It's also on sale right now for $11 if you want the Blu-ray. So here's your clip. All right. Let me make sure my volume's up a little bit.
Okay.
If you must blink, do it now. Pay careful attention to everything you see. No matter how unusual it may seem. If you look away, even for an instant, then our hero will surely perish.
Yeah.
It's time to follow my own path. My name?
I'm not going to give you his name.
It's Kubo and the Two Strings.
That's right. It is, and you Kubo don't have to pay for it because it just came to...
Shit. Is it Netflix? Well, I forget.
I know Coraline just came to Netflix.
Hmm. Yeah, same studio. I bought...
Same studio, yeah. stop motion animation
I bought that thing on Blu-ray like a week ago because there was a sale up on Amazon for like $10. It was a complete rip-off steal. I can't believe it went that cheap.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that
the one that had all four movies? Like it had...
No, it's just the one. I didn't get the collection. But anyway, it is
that cover is amazing.
That movie is maybe the best movie I saw in 2016. I loved Kubo and the Two Strings. So good.
Mm-hmm. Brian, have you seen it yet?
Oh, I did. We saw it in theaters, and it should for me it should have won the Oscar for best animated film. It was so well done and just mesmerizing, and especially once you see like in the credits how they did some of the real live action-y kind of stuff that they merge with the stop motion. It's just amazing.
It's incredible. The previous film they did, The Box Trolls, which I also quite like, has a thing like that at the end also, where they have a couple of guys really quickly building stop animation, but the animation keeps going. That is really cool to see. If anyone ever sees Box Trolls, stay through the credits because there's a scene kind of like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Kubo and the Two Strings is... freaking special, man.
It's amazing. So I bought it on Amazon. Mateo, Mark, and I are doing this new thing where on occasion we'll just watch a movie. We did this with Trollhunters.
Yeah.
And so I picked it up. I was like, I don't know if it's going to be too heavy for him. And it was scary for him. And he's 5, but it introduced concepts of death. And so Mateo was asking me lots of questions, but it still was the child Kubo is so strong. And so like, I think Mateo really likes that, you know, the kid is the hero, right?
Oh yeah. So, big time. It's one of it's also just a really, I don't know. In some ways it feels like a really traditional old kind of story, but it feels really unique and new, and I don't know. There's something about that whole thing. I was enamored with it. And that thing you heard there a little bit, the While My Guitar Gently Weeps cover, is incredible. Is that Regina Spektor?
It chills every time I hear it.
Yeah, it's really good. I wouldn't have put her, like if you said, hey, who do you want to cover that? I would not have thought Regina Spektor. That wouldn't pop to my head.
Mm-hmm.
But it so works. It's really, really good. That whole soundtrack, by the way, is great. People should check it out if you haven't heard that as well. Great recommendation. Oh my gosh. Kubo and the Two Strings. Watch it, you bunch of dummies. It's great.
Yeah. $11 on sale. It's like 50% off on Amazon right now if you want to own the DVD.
Yeah.
Totally worth it.
Yep.
It's
worth every penny.
Worth every penny, permanent fixture in our collection. We've watched it at least 5 times already.
Yep. And that's anytime that studio makes anything, I get super excited. Like, I can't wait to hear what they're doing next. I love Paranorman. I love Box Trolls. I love this. I love Coraline.
I think for Halloween, I think Mateo will be ready for Paranorman. Yeah. We tried it last Halloween, and it just was a little too scary for him.
Yeah.
A little too
Their stuff is edgy, man. Their stuff is dark, a little bit dark for sure. There's no question about it. Even for adults, I think. Like it's my favorite McConaughey animated thing ever. Like he's that Beetle thing, and he's awesome.
He's great in it.
Yeah, I love him. Charlize Theron's great as a little monkey. Mm-hmm. It's an awesome movie. She has two arms though in this. Two arms, not just one arm like she does in Fury Road. But I will note that 2015 to 2016, two of the best movies ever made, Mad Max Fury Road and this, both featured Charlize Theron. There's something going on there. Just saying. Wow.
Yeah. So Joe in the chat room just said Kubo comes out on Netflix this month, which makes sense. Coraline movie is already out there, because that's what made me think of it. I'm like, oh, Coraline streaming. Like, where's Kubo?
Yeah, I got a notification that Kubo was coming, and I thought it had already arrived on Netflix. So yeah, I mean, it's worth buying. Pay the $11 because it's worth owning.
Say, it's still worth it, especially if you have kids. They're gonna want to watch it again.
Yeah.
And you're gonna want to watch it again and pick up new things each time.
Yeah, it's $11. You just skip going to McDonald's one day. It's fine. Get it. Nicole, is always a pleasure having you here. I hope you continue on the road of feeling better. And anything else you'd like to push, pimp, talk about? How's Ladies Elite's back, right? That's the thing.
Ladies Elite's back. I'm still trying to get it into iTunes. I keep submitting it, and it says it's fine. And I had to reach out to him again. I've reached out to a few people. I'm like, can you just put it back? I don't understand why it's gone. It was
So
usually that stuff just stays there.
I'm trying to get into iTunes, but it is in Stitcher and on ladieselite.com. So.
Yeah. Oh, Stitcher. Love
him. And we'll report again this Sunday.
Well, good.
I've been playing the hell out of Fallout 4. I can't stop playing it.
I wondered when, I mean, I knew there was you had a baby and all that stuff. So I knew that Fallout 4 was going to get delayed for you, but knowing how you love that series, I just wondered when that was going to get real bad for you.
I kind of like delaying it, because then when I start playing it, most of the DLC, if not all the DLC, is already out.
Yeah.
So that's what I ended up doing. I just got a big bundle package of everything, and I just been, I'm already at level 40. It's crazy.
Man, look at you. That's awesome. Taking on Massachusetts in the thing. Well, excellent. Nicole Spag on Twitter. Everybody follow her there. She'll talk more about stuff like this and more all the time. So check that out. Nicole, have a great day and week.
You too.
And we'll see you later.
Bye, guys.
Bye now.
See you, Nicole.
All right, Brian. We've concluded our broadcast day.
We have.
Listen to this. Hold on. Let's play a little bit of it. Oh, see, there's that song.
Such a great cover.
I'm going to go watch this movie. I'm going to watch it tonight. Maybe not tonight. I have to go see Power Rangers tonight. So maybe not tonight. Anyway, hey, everybody, thanks for joining us today. We've had a fine show, and we know you have enjoyed it, because we have, and we can tell just by that you have as well. If you'd like to support us, you can go to patreon.com/TMS. It's a brand new month. If you've never done it before, this is a great month to do it. There are great rewards and all sorts of stuff that you can get detailed and right there in front of your eyeballs if you go to patreon.com/TMS on your computer, your tablet, or your mobile device. You can also go to frogpants.com/TMS for all the other stuff you might need. Contact details, ways to check us out, look at our show schedule, and more. That's at frogpants.com/TMS. Brian, play me a song. You're the piano man.
The microphone smells like a beer.
Oh, no.
Yes, this one's going out to Sean. Says, dear non-orange gentlemen, I'll be heading to the USA for the first time since President Orangina got elected, and I'm nervous. I get to engage in my geeky hobby, tabletop RPGs, and see friends, though, so it's worth it. Still, I think this song is appropriate. Bye, guys. Signed, Sean.
Nice.
So speaking of Jessica Walter and Archer, how about a song that came out as part of the Miami Vice on the Lam hiding out season of Archer 2014? Oh. This is from the album Shirlene, songs from the series Archer. It's all songs sung by Shirlene. Here's a cover featuring the original artist, so it's a recover. It's Shirlene and Kenny Loggins doing Danger Zone.
Best thing ever. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with Wendy and all the Thursday business, so come on back for that. We'll see you then.
Highway to Of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
I'm tweaking, dude.